The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM KPRZ.
Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me check the weather.
Oh, I was just going to say, we should check the weather.
Check the weather. I'm checking the weather. It's got some clear. Is there some clearness? And it has
big puffy things.
Some puffy clouds. Puffy clouds.
Gray or white?
You know, I always thought of clouds as like those little cotton balls. You know, when you're growing up and your mom had those cotton balls and they would
still have them.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what they remind me of. Like the Lord like takes a bag of cotton balls and goes, and then there they are. They're there. And that's how it works.
Today's weather forecast brought to you by Swabs.
Yeah. Cotton balls. That's that's what we're going with on the forecast. Cotton balls. Okay. And then in the traffic, look, there's a boot in the road.
Okay, I hope it's just like yesterday, and hopefully I'm not jinxing anything. But David, yesterday, maybe because of football or whatever, there was no traffic on the road. I got home, which usually takes me about an hour. I got home in 20 minutes.
Wow. What did you do? Did you transport?
That would have been nice.
Wow. That didn't happen for me. Okay, so again, traffic, there, right now there's a boot on the side of the road.
And whether we got cotton balls.
And cotton balls. Okay, Eric texted me. He said he's got it. He's going to take care of it. We're going to get that squared away. I did want to announce something for our good friend, Pastor Steve, who was on the show. By the way, Pastor Steve, he's a comedian. I mean, he's a Christian comedian. Very funny. Actually, I listened to his whole CD today while I was doing some prep work. Funny stuff. For those of you that want to know, we had Pastor Steve on, and what he does is he does Bibles for Dummies. And I told him initially, did you name that for me? But anyway, in November 6th, 13th, and 20th, they're going to be covering cults. Ooh, everybody's like, ooh, cults, what? So they're going to be meeting at the Recreation Center in Lake San Marcos on 1105 La Bonita Drive. And if you want to get more information, you can call Steve at 760-409-1600. You can also email Steve at ourchurch.org. Now, our is H-O-U-R-R, for Steve at ourchurch.org. An hour is opposed to a minute. It's an hour. Or as opposed to a regular church service, which is 12 hours. Oh, it just feels like 12 hours. Anyway, so he's going to be teaching on Jehovah's Witness, Scientology, Islam, Mormonism, the whole kit and caboodle, November 6th, 13th, and 20th. So if you got more questions for him, you just got to call him, 760-409-1600. What a great phone number. 760-409, like the stuff you clean with, 1600, like where the White House is located. So all you got to do is remember 409 cleaning spray and the White House. Which, by the way, is apropos, because we need some 409 cleaning spray for the White House. Did you like that? That was pretty good, huh?
There's even more trouble with Obamacare. That's
not nearly as much as you think, my friend. Let me tell you.
Oh, boy. You're on it.
That's right. I'm on it. I don't do these stories off the bat because I cannot do this for two straight hours. In fact, while I was watching some reports last night, I stopped and turned on Star Trek Voyager from Netflix.
It's a great way to de-cleanse.
It's a cleansing. That's right. Except the episode was such a bad episode.
Yeah,
I
love Star Trek all the way around, but there are certain episodes that are just like, hey.
That's the one with Tom Paris and Neelix finding a little lizard. It was like, that was bad.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
It's a bad one. Anyway, top Democrat admits, get this, we knew House Democrat Whip Steny Hoyer conceded to reporters today, this is at 12 o'clock today, this afternoon, that Democrats knew people would not be able to keep their current health care plans under Obamacare and expressed some kind of qualified contrition. He expressed real no genuine enough remorse for him to say, oh, we were lying. So he said we knew. But I want to say finally, Steny Hoyer stepping up to the plate, finally, one person at least admitting we knew. We knew this wasn't going right. We knew it wasn't right. I mean, it's granted, it's an admission of deception, but it's an admission nonetheless. To me, that's like that's a huge step for this administration. But you know what's most troubling? This is what's most troubling. Get this. He's a top Democrat, Steny Hoyer. Listen to this. He says, we knew. Now, who's we, Kemosabe? Unless you got a mouse in your pocket, you better tell me who the we is. The we is the Democrats. And that does not bode well. That means that the a bunch of Democrats, not just President Barack Obama, but Steny Hoyer and a whole host of other Democrats knew and didn't say anything. I don't care. You know, if you don't want to get involved in politics, if that's your decision, no man or woman or government has a right to infringe on that decision. But if you're a person who's on the fence, I encourage you to be aware that this was going on. This is a bad thing. And it's all this group that's it's a bad element. But here's the thing I want to point out that's going to bother you. Ready? You think, oh, Dave's going to demi bash. Okay, Dave's going to repubby bash. Not going to do it. I'm going to human bash because we're sinners. But this is what they're saying. Get this. You're not going to be happy when I tell you this. Ready? They're not saying it's misleading. Listen to the statement. They're not saying it's misleading because, ready for this? It's a political lie as opposed to a lie. What? It's a political lie as opposed to a lie. What? Oh, no, it's not. We're not misleading because it's political. So when we're misrepresenting in politics, it's not actually a moral lie or immoral lie. There's no such thing as a really a moral lie. It's not really a lie. It's really just a political lie. So in order to justify this, now the word lie just has to have the word political in front of it, and it's okay. So taking that same information, let's extrapolate that all the way back into everything else we do. It's not speeding. It's political speeding. It's not stealing. It's political stealing. It's not assault. It's political assault. It's not thievery. It's political thievery. It's not a lie. It's a political lie. Really? That's okay? It's okay? That's okay? Not to be outdone by the Democrats in this particular situation, CNN's Joe Johns said this. Sometimes you can't believe it. Not clear. It's not clear how many times Barack Obama told the truth about people losing insurance. Hey, Joe, how about zero? That's how many times he told the truth. Not to be outdone by that, NBC deleted the Obamacare story completely, edited afterwards, and broke the link on Drudge so people wouldn't read that the White House admitted they knew. They swallowed the story. They put a story out on NBC News. Drudge picked it up. 5 million people saw it in an hour. They buried the story. They edited the comments and they broke the links. That is your free press at work. Yeehaw! Let's follow the free press. They're the fourth estate, but they're the most mental. It's like
dum 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 dum.
Unbelievable. If that does not disgust you, then I'll just add this because I just want to put more fuel on the fire. What's her name? Celibus? Celibus? Is it what is that her name? Celibus? Celibius? Cibilis? Celibus, right?
Who are we talking about?
The gal that's in charge.
Cibilis.
No, Celibus.
Celery.
No, Celibus. It's what you get at a school. That's her name.
I like celery. Celery's healthy.
She says, I'm not signing up for Obamacare. I swear. I'm not signing up for Obamacare. You want to know why? She says, I have really good insurance. Nothing like creating something, lifting it up, promoting it, and then going, I'm not touching it.
Just like Congress. We don't have to touch it.
You know, Rand Paul put forth a thing saying that from now on, anytime they pass a bill, he's trying to get, nobody's going to approve it. That every time that everybody has to live by it in the Congress people, the Senate has to live by it, and the president.
And that's a great idea.
You know the odds of that going through?
Slim and none.
There goes none. Out the door.
Slim just passed out.
Wait, hold on. Wait. It's not a lie. It's a political lie. That's substantially different. Like thievery. That's not really us stealing from you. It's political thievery. That's not really immoral because it's politics. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the real key. Wouldn't you rather hear stories of miracles and truth? I know I would. And that's why when we come back, we're going to do a DDD and get more spiritual information and talk about goofier stuff, because I can only take so much before this limited capacity of a heart of mine can possibly fathom how it goes from, it's not a lie, it's a political lie. Hey, all I know is who the father of lies is. It's all I gotta know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, spiritual cleansing for our hearts.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Seniors, when it comes to your health, finding the right physician is essential. During this open enrollment period, your choice for excellent care is clear. Chosen as a top-performing medical group for over four consecutive years, Arch Health Partners provide individualized health care you can trust. Visit archhealth.org today.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30. 1130 or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
Woo-hoo!
Do you like that line? Look, Ma, tuna?
That was very funny.
That was funny. Some people don't understand that. That's right. You'll get the humor. And if you don't, the best part is I'll see you in eternity. I'll explain it then. That's one way to kind of handle that, isn't it? If you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also send snail mail to the KPRZ studios, but I can't remember what the address is. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment and or don't make a comment and or don't like it, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Oh, that was not that good.
Now you're slipping.
Yeah. Schmahandle. That's better.
You were really on yesterday.
Man, I was on target. I was on. Now, people are asking me, and I got to answer. So when people ask me, by the way, are we going to do a giveaway on the tickets?
Whenever you're ready.
We'll do it next segment. Kay. Okay. People are asking me, Dave, okay, listen, we understand why you cover spiritual events here in San Diego, church events, different events that take place, different things different people do, Christian books, just like we were talking about, God Inside the Fire, all that stuff. You do this, you talk with Ann Graham Lotz, it's like there, you talk to national, you talk to local, you do this, we get that. And then you do the DDDs, you get that, and then you do your silly, stupid stuff, and we get that because you're off. Okay, that's the word I'll use. And then that's not what other people say. And then, but why do you ever do the political stuff? Because it seems to irritate you. Well, there's three reasons why I do political materials, just in case you don't know. One, there's so much of it. So, number two, I look at this, I think, like a lot of Christians look at this, you read it, you shake your head, you want to jump into the war, but you know it's not the fullness of the war you really want to get into as much as fighting for souls, but you also know that the morality of the country is at line, so you kind of, you go through this little balancing act, so you got to be aware of it and then decide how you come down on it. And then number three, it's so funny once you line it up. It's better than any humorous material I can ever come up with. And so you ask me why? Because it's entertaining, relatively why. But some people say, but isn't that kind of like a, you know, because sometimes you can tell when you're talking about it, you might get upset. Or you might not be, let's say, what's the word we're looking for? When we're talking about politics, I'm not dancing up and down the keyboard. Is that, that'd be accurate, right? I'm not like, because you talk about it. It's like some things are good, some things are bad. We talk about news too, you know. We talk about news.
Well, I think you get passionate about it because it's like, okay, you know, it, especially with the Obamacare stuff, I mean, it affects everybody.
Right. Well, here's what I wanted to say. Because I think that politics is a part of life and it does affect everybody. And I think that, now you think this is crazy, I think that's true of sports, entertainment, food, industries, business. I think all of those things affect all of us. If you don't think business affects you, you should be still driving a horse. That would be my response. Because business affects you. If there's no business, there's no development of the car. You're not driving a car. It's not happening. There's no bus. There's no system. There's no rail system. There's not a, so all of this is progressionary, and we are involved in all of it. But I think what happens is because specifically in politics, the sides are more clearly defined, that people are like, well, it's not a realm I want to enter. And I can appreciate if that's really a realm you don't want to enter. But if you're going to listen to the show, it's stuff we're going to cover. That's how it's going. We're not going to change that.
You know, ironically enough, David, I'll just kind of bring this up as an example. My brother, he's married now, has a beautiful 5-year-old daughter that I love as my own. Before he was married, didn't really care about politics, didn't want to vote either way. He's like, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Now that he's got his own family, especially the last couple of years, he's really changing his tune because he actually cares about the world that his daughter grows up in.
Correct. It's what it's, it has a lot to do with that. I think eschatologically, as Christians, we need to be more aware. Some people are waiting for the trumpet to blow. They want it just to get worse, and then Jesus comes back and it's over. And I, listen, I don't have a problem with people who read the eschaton that way. I don't have a problem with people who are like, no, we got to make more advancements. I don't have a problem with people coming to different conclusions biblically than I come to. I don't, why would you anybody have a problem? Praise the Lord, somebody's reading the Bible. I mean, Paul said it best. I mean, some people preach Christ out of envy and strife, some out of goodwill, some out of envy and strife. Paul goes, I praise God, Christ is being preached. He's just happy the word's getting out. So I think that's more of the attitude that I want to have because I believe that's more biblical. I believe that's more in line. So to that end, by the way, what's my timing? Are we off? I don't even know where we're at.
Yeah, we were off. We went a little long on the last segment. So just finish up your thing here in the next 90 seconds.
When I come back, we'll do a giveaway, and I want to do a DDD on the temperate. One day I'm going to learn to talk. You think I'd have a radio show or something? I want to talk about the temperance, not the temperant. I don't know what a temperant is. It's a tempest gone on a rampage or something. I want to talk about the disposition we should have. How's that? Is that a better word? And how I see that, how it affects our general lives. Because I think there's a lot of Christians that think they should do nothing but go, arr, 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 kill, 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 kill. And that's crazy. And then there's other Christians who say, oh, be quiet like a church mouse. Don't let anybody hear you. You don't even want to move a crumb. I think that's crazy, too. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. So what we'll do is when we come back, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. Plus, I'm going to do this DDD. Now, the tickets, by the way, in case you don't know, have to do with a concert that's coming up with a couple of cool Christian bands. It's going to be Audio Adrenaline, and also we're going to be talking about Stellar Cart. We're giving away tickets for that at the Oceanside Calvary Chapel. So that's going to be cool. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, tickets and a DDD.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
For the month of October, Zero Res will pre-treat, sanitize, and clean 3 rooms for only $129. Call Zero Res at 858-486-4100 or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs. The Rock Church Business Life Ministry presents Business Networking Event on Tuesday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m. at The Rock Church in Point Loma, featuring Pastor Miles McPherson. Connect your business with like-minded believers for life-changing biblical insights and impactful networking that will help you bond your faith and business life. Admission is free. Register today for the Business Networking Event and learn how to integrate your business and your faith by visiting businesslifeinstitute.com. That's businesslifeinstitute.com.
Hey, K-Praise listeners, I'm Mike McClenahan, and I invite you to journey with me and Solana Beach Presbyterian Church as we launch The Story. The Story is an exciting new message series that connects our individual and unique stories with God's grand and epic story and His purpose for our lives. Our entire congregation will be going through the Bible together, children, students, and adults of all ages. So join us Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ as we experience life together.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Thank you.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. IA. I don't know what the IA is. I don't know. I know there's a E-I-E-I-O song in there somewhere.
San Diego.
You know the place I like to live in? San Diego.
San Diego.
It's great to live in San Diego.
San Diego.
It doesn't snow in San Diego.
San Diego.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout.
San Diego.
Excellent job there, Robo. Excellent job. Okie dokie. Trivia question. Here's the trivia question, ladies and gentlemen. According to Matthew, the name Emmanuel means what? Now, the winner of this trivia question will win a pair of tickets to the Kings and Queens tour with Audio Adrenaline and special guest Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson at the Calvary Chapel on Friday, November 8th. Friday, November 8th. Wow, look at that. Wow, we're giving away a pair of tickets to this concert? Audio Adrenaline and Disciple and Stellar Cart? A pair of tickets?
And if people miss this time, Coffee with Kevin in the morning is going to be giving away more passes, so they can just stay tuned to K-Praise.
Wow, so that's two tickets. That's tickets to a concert tickets.
That's great.
Wow. We don't give away a lot of stuff like that. This is pretty good. 866-K-PRAISE, for those that don't know the number, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, if you want to wear a pair of if you want to wear a pair
that's
of tickets.
That's impressive, Dave.
Or if you want to put them in your suit coat, or if you want to put them in your purse or your wallet. That's how you do it. Here's the dealios. You got to tell me what Emmanuel means according to the Gospel of Matthew. You know, we ask these questions. We don't just do callers that call in. You want to know why? I want you to know the Bible. I want you to know the Bible. I want you to be on the spot and think, what is that? So you can be on the spot when the enemy attacks. I want you to know. I want you to know. I want you to know. And so that's why we do that. So you got to be able to tell me what Emmanuel means in order to wear. Where? That's twice. Whoever gets these tickets has to wear them. I'm going to put gum on the back of them and slap them on their forehead. How's that? Do we have somebody that's already
we
called?
We do. Them? Let's try Rebecca without the gum.
Okay, Rebecca without the gum. Rebecca without the gum, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you for calling the show. Here's your chance to win two tickets, Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, and Stellar Cart. Now, you're talking about a serious concert, two tickets, very cool, but you got to answer the question. You ready for the question?
I'm ready.
Okay. Emmanuel, according to the book of Matthew, Emmanuel, what does that mean?
Thank God with us.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice job. Very nice job. All right. So here's what we're going to do on this one. You did a great job. And how we're going to do that is we're going to put you on hold. And then while I start rambling on, as I am prone to do, you will get an opportunity to talk to the producer, and he will get your information and coordinate for you to get the tickets.
Thank you. Sounds great.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. Okay, so we've given away a pair of tickets. Did you have somebody else online you wanted to do that with? Or I don't... Okay, they did get it right, but tell them we're going to be doing it again tomorrow. So they just got to listen. Same bat time, same bat channel. It's like it's the Batman show. Same bat time, same bat channel. Hey, when I was a kid growing up, that was fun. Okay, so I mean, it's okay. Everybody take a deep breath. All right, let me do this DDD while Robin producer's getting the information. Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 16. This is what I want to talk about. The disposition, the temperance of a Christian. How does that work? Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 16. This is what it says. Then they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. For all those people that are out there that go, Jesus is a pacifist. You should read Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 16. Let's at least be honest. Then they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. Now, while people have this vision of Jesus holding up his fingers with the peace sign and taking a flower and sticking it in the end of a gun, somebody should also be aware of this picture that Jesus walks over to a table where they're buying and selling, where they have doves and different things that they're coordinating on, and he flips the table. Okay? Ever been in a room where somebody flipped the table? Here's a message for you. It's not a card table. It's not a fold-out table that they, the metal table, and they fold it out where they play bridge on the table. Wrong kind of table, okay? It's a real table. He flips them, he flips that over, blah, 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 and people are like, he's a pacifist. Listen to this. Violence is not approved. Jesus didn't hurt anyone. He flipped the tables. He wouldn't let people buy. He wouldn't let people sell. He wouldn't let people ferry merchandise in and out of the temple. He turned over the chairs, but he didn't hurt anybody. Violence is not approved, but neither is being a marshmallow. Violence is not approved, but neither is being a marshmallow. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. You can be bold without being violent. You can be sure and strong without being violent or vicious. Jesus turned the tables over. He pulled the seats out and would not permit anybody to carry merchandise through the temple. A, that is no action of a pacifist at all. And that's in multiple gospels. So nice try for the dodge. But B, violence against other people, not okay, not approved. Jesus hurt nobody. But he wasn't a marshmallow either. So as a Christian, you have to find a balance. That's why the Bible says turn not to the right or to the left. Because when you're going left or right, you tend to go into extremes. Violence, incorrect. Marshmallow, incorrect. The righteous are as bold as a lion. We should try that. We should try and have that disposition where we're firm, but we're not fracturing people. That's incorrect. Got that? Okay, good. All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I don't know, we'll do something cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Now it's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. Well, it's a time for play. It's a whipping day. I'll wait for it to hold you around.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568. So your child is enrolled in school, but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K through 12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at kprz.com. Quantities limited, new students only. Go to kprz.com, keyword school.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of lifeofvalor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at lifeofvalor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If everybody had ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California, you see them.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Say hello to Ron while you get a chance, too. He's the sales manager, Ohio State Ron, hoping for Ohio State National Championship. Well, he's hoping anyway. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter @Spoon Experience because that's That's my handle. That's my handle. What do you think of that? That's not bad. All right. We've got breaking news right here. October 29th, 2003. Make sure we write this information down. Science has confirmed, a United States study, science has confirmed that men like to look at women. Now, that's the breaking story. Men really do like to look at women. That science has confirmed it. Got a Fox News. U.S. study took 29 women, 36 men. They tracked them. They talked to them. And they said, guess what? Men like to look at women. This is what I like. I like these kind of studies because they explain to me exactly what that money is for that they're taking from me.
David, this just in another news very high level news breaking announcement. Humans need air to live.
They do?
And we do.
Man, they should can that stuff.
I know.
All right. Apparently, out of the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska, Lincoln. Does it matter? I mean, they're doing a study saying men like to look at women. That's good. That's good. You know who's really upset about this? Leg butt. The leg butt people are very upset. Men don't like to look at women. Why? 42% of, it's not even 4.5%. Sit down and shut up. Okay? Science confirms, though, men, they like to look at women. So, men, shame on you. Women, good job. Okay. How's that? Is that good? That's a good way to do that. I want to make sure we got that report in. A couple other reports that will probably surprise you. I think will maybe surprise you. Pennsylvania, they've got a Pennsylvania bill that would require. Now, listen, this won't get through, but I'll tell you why. It's pretty obvious why it'll get by. Won't get by. Pennsylvania bill would require schools to display trust in God motto on all the buildings, all the public schools. It's 500-1 back home that people are for it, they say, but the media is going to beat it down, and that's par for the course. In God We Trust became the national motto under the 1956 law signed by President Dwight Eisenhower. So here's the people that oppose it. They say, we're not interested in God. It's okay. Well, that's cool, but 500-1, we are. And 76% of the people in the country believe in it. I'm trying to figure out how making every minority equal to the majority, okay, in the overall process of making decisions and laws will work. Because at some point, if the Christians become outnumbered, now listen to this logic. If the Christians become outnumbered and there's more non-Christians than Christians, will not then the Christians be the minority? And will then not they have to equalize it for the Christians? See, the logic in this stuff is just beyond. That's like that lady from Notre Dame. Everybody's got to sell everything they have and give to the poor. And then, of course, the poor become rich and then they have to sell everything they have and they have to give it to the poor and then so on and so forth. You know, I'm just curious if people think these things through. I think, do they sit there and they contemplate them or I don't know. All right, here's something that will make you cringe. You know how I talk about driving all the time? Well, I do talk about it if you're not aware of that. And it turns out that there's one stretch of land in the United States that is worse than any other stretch of land in the United States. Can you believe this? And it's not even in California. The worst drive in the country. Ready for this? This will, if you think you got a bad drive now, listen to this. The worst drive is a stretch of road between Nashville, Tennessee and Natchez, Mississippi. That's flat, straight, perfectly paved, 444 miles. It's a two-lane highway. Listen to this. Where the speed limit is 50 miles an hour. If you drive legally on this road, it will take you almost 9 hours to go from place to place with federal park rangers parked throughout. So if you go 56 or more, they bust you and give you a ticket. So if you go on this stretch of patch, 444 miles, and you go more than 55, you're getting a ticket. To go 50 miles an hour throughout the whole thing, take you 9 hours. Oh,
I'll fly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's two things that I get out of that. I'm not going to Tennessee and I'm not going to Mississippi. That's what I get out of that. Wow. That's horrible. Isn't that horrible? That's really bad. All right, here's what we're going to do, because we're getting it geared up this way. I'm not even going to tell you about the deep-fried Twinkie burger yet. I'm not going to tell you about that yet. That's right. I said it. Deep-fried Twinkie burger. I said it. Back off. I will tell you that on this day, it's the first ballpoint pen went on sale in 1945, in case you didn't know. We're going to take a short break, come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. Our final segment coming up, and it's a doozy.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Need a new doctor? Choose a health plan with access to a Palomar health physician and world-class care at the new Palomar Medical Center. With over 800 affiliated physicians, they have the perfect fit for you. For a free referral, call 1-800-628-2880 or visit palomarhealth.org.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as guest speaker.
Attend this free workshop today at Faith Lutheran and Vista in St. Andrews in San Diego.
Tomorrow at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Chula Vista and Christ Episcopal Church in Coronado.
Thursday at Fallbrook United Methodist. The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information on future workshops or to host the Stewardship Academy at your church.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chock full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Got a shorter segment coming up here, so we don't want to miss this. Sir Bob Geldof. Not Geldof. What's the guy's name in Lord of the Rings? What's the guy?
Gandalf.
Gandalf. This is not Gandalf. This is Geldof. So it's not Gandalf. It's Geldof. If you don't know who he is, let's see, he was a musician turned activist, turned, I don't know. Nobody even knows who he is, but he got knighted. So the queen apparently knows who he is, or, he was just out late at night and then got knighted. Something happened, but, Sir Bob, 61 years of age, but, probably about 96 after the drugs, basically said it's pretty important for everybody to understand that all of mankind will cease to exist in 2030. He's nailed it down. He's figured out there's 17 more years. Oh, the band he was in was called Boomtown Rats. Have you ever heard of Boomtown Rats? I've never even heard of that. Have you heard of that?
Cover, you fools.
Okay. Anyway, he has tried to help fight certain diseases, so on and so forth. So I don't want to take that away from him. I might give him props for that. But he said it's pretty simple that the humanity has less than 17 years to live. All humans will die before 2030. That's according to Bob Geldof, who apparently watched Lord of the Rings and thinks he's Gandalf.
One stage of your journey is over. Another begins.
That's what I said. So I just got to let you know that right now that if that's the case, get to work. Jesus is coming back. Get to work. Everybody, look busy. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another break, come back, and then I got the story of the deep-fried Twinkie Burger. What's better than that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Deep-fried Twinkie Burger? What? Don't go anywhere.
Here comes Speed Racer. Keeps a demon on wheels.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Is reaching your community important to your church? Rock Church is hosting an outreach summit for churches that want to be powerful in the area of outreach. They offer hands-on training for church leaders, staff, and those involved with finances, technology, and marketing. The Do Something Church Summit will show you how to analyze your city's needs, develop volunteers and ministries, and work with city leaders. You'll have access to tech-based tips, tools and resources, and leave with a customized plan to mobilize your church. Pastor Miles McPherson, author of Do Something, Make Your Life Count, founded Rock Church in 2000. Since 2009, the church has provided over 960,000 volunteer hours, saving the city of San Diego over $16 million. The summit is November 7th and 8th at Rock Church in San Diego. Mention K-Praise for a $10 discount. Go to www.dosomethingchurch.org for videos, testimonies, and more.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar A no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, send us an email. If you haven't figured it out, it's davidspoon at kprz.com. Can't help you. Deep-fried Twinkie burger makes its heart the deep-fried. Here's what happened. The place that's doing all of these things, PYT, it's a restaurant in Philadelphia, and what they do is you get to come up with all these different things. They came up with a deep-fried lasagna burger and a bacon taco burrito. They had a customer come in with Twinkies and said, put this between two patties, American cheese, crispy bacon, pork belly with a pork belly patty. Pull it all together so they have the deep-fried Twinkie burger. And you look like you're drooling. You look like my dog when we're eating dinner.
Every single piece of food that you just mentioned sounds epic.
It's epic. Let's just say that. I only got about, 25 seconds, 30 seconds. Let's get this straight.
I'll give you 40.
40 seconds. Let's get this straight. John Glenn, the first American to orbit on the Earth, returned to space at age 77 on this day. Don't tell me you can't do it again. Tomorrow, my spiritual birthday, 35 years as a Christian. Also, just in case you want to know, because it's kind of important, I guess it's important, is that 1961 on this date, Runaround Sue was the number one hit. Here's the last thing to let you know. Neil Diamond received a nice package deal. He got a gold record for his hit, Cracklin' Rosie. Hey, my folks took me to a Neil Diamond concert when I was very young. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Don't forget, we're going to be doing more ticket giveaways for the concerts at the Oceanside Calvary Chapel. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff going on. Kevin's going to tell you about it in just a second. Thank you for joining us. KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
Far, we've been traveling far. Without a home, but not without a star.
Good after Spoon. I am Kevin Davis, and I will be with you for the next 4 hours here on KPRZ, bringing you some